You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Honor Your Father. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
TV Guide and other news and culture magazines have been carrying increased criticism of television programs, especially those featuring family themes. Married with Children and The Simpsons and Roseanne, these programs, in the opinion of some leading film critics, are little more than anti-family ideology disguised as entertainment. In so many of these family-bashing and politically correct movies, dads and fathers are often shown as incompetent bums. Through their stupid actions, they bring unhappiness to the entire family. Consequently, children are also shown, defying their parents, and this is all done with a lot of humor thrown in, plus plenty of canned laughter, all with the intention that children will unknowingly accept these distorted values and that society itself will also accept this so that together we can all be liberated from those who oppress us, including our parents. How shocking, then, it is for us to hear the Bible say that we are to honor our father and our mother. In Exodus chapter 20, we read, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you." And in Proverbs, we read, "The eye that mocks a father and scorns a mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it." We like to think that our society is modern and that our culture is very advanced. However, when it comes to family relationships, especially the attitude that many of today's children have toward their parents, our culture is obviously digressing and confused. We are a society with distorted values and a nation going backwards socially and spiritually. Why has this all happened? Why is there so much disrespect for parents in our present society? In 1996, many claimed to be free from the shackles of traditional values and restrictive religion. Obedience to parents, they say, is old-fashioned. It is a painful leftover from a previous Puritan culture, they argue. For the naive, this excuse, of course, may sound believable, and many in our generation have found this excuse acceptable, but it is not biblically correct. Throughout history, even the most pagan cultures have understood clearly that a child's obedience toward his parents is standard behavior. Both the Greek and the Roman pagan moralists taught a clear obedience of children for their parents. The decidedly secular Stoic philosophers saw a son's obedience as self-evident and clearly required by reason, and, as they would say, clearly part of the nature of things. Even in the Far East today, you can see the continuing impact of the pagan philosopher Confucius. In China and Korea and in Japan, there continues a great emphasis on respect by children for their parents. One widely respected biblical scholar states it this way: virtually all civilizations have regarded the recognition of parental authority as indispensable to a stable society. Consequently, those societies that do not promote the obedience of parents by children are quickly heading to their own destruction. If secular and ungodly societies can so clearly discern and so obviously understand this, then why, we must ask, is our present society so suicidal? Why are we trying to destroy ourselves? The answer, of course, is simple. We as a nation and as a society have gone our own way. We have thumbed our noses at God. We like to call ourselves a Christian nation. However, our actions daily betray us. We speak the words of faith, but our actions show us as fools. God is not unaware of this. Through His apostles, God Himself has warned that open and wholesale disobedience of children toward parents is one of the clearest signs of the end of the world. By inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul writes, "But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come. Men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, and disobedient to parents." Now, if you believe in God and if you see Jesus as your Savior and Lord, then the next time you observe and see the wholesale disrespect for parents by many of today's children, then know also that this open dishonor and disrespect for parents is one of the clearest signs of the end of the age and the coming day of judgment. God's anger toward those who disrespect their parents has been clearly revealed from the beginning of time. In the Bible we read, "Cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother." And all the people shall answer and say, "Amen." Let us here also note when the Bible says, "Honor your father and mother," God is not only talking to children. No! If you are 4 years old, or 14, 24, 40, or 64, and if your father and or your mother are still living, God still expects you to love and to honor them. And when we look at society, we may be discouraged at the great disrespect now shown toward parents. And when we examine our own lives, we see how we also have often sinned against our parents. This is also why it is not only important, but also absolutely crucial that no matter whether you are a child, a teenager, or a middle-aged person, it is absolutely critical for you to know of God's forgiveness. Knowing the good news that God is now offering you forgiveness through His Son Jesus, this divinely authored message of hope will also then enable you to have a new attitude toward your parents. Experiencing the power of God's forgiveness in Christ in your own life will then also empower you to truly love your father and your mother, not only by words, but also by deeds of sincere love. The world may not consider disrespect for parents a serious sin. However, let everyone know that God does. In fact, God considers the disrespect for our parents a most serious sin. In speaking to the Pharisees, Jesus said, "For God said, honor your father and mother, and he who speaks evil of the father or the mother, let him be put to death." Disrespecting parents is a sin, period. There is no discussion. There are no excuses. The Bible says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die," and consequently, if you and I are willing to listen only to what the Bible says and not to what the world is trying to say, then any sins of disrespect or lack of love that you or I have shown toward our parents has earned us only God's wrath and judgment. But thanks be to God for His grace and His mercy. This is the good news of the gospel. You see, when Jesus voluntarily went to the cross of Calvary, and when He died the innocent death, and when His sin-cleansing blood ran down the rugged cross, then His perfect sacrifice for our sin upon God's altar was accepted by God the Father as a complete payment for all of our sins, including those against our fathers and our mothers. Oh, let this good news not only clear your mind and unburden your soul, let this life-giving power of God's gospel of forgiveness also enable you to live a new life and establish a new relationship with your parents. Through His death, Jesus has torn down the barrier between you and your Heavenly Father. Likewise, let all barriers now be also removed between you and your earthly Father. This is also a good time to think about the many blessings that God has given you through your parents, especially through your father. Having a godly attitude toward your parents will then also enable you to reject all secular role models that encourage rebellion toward parents. Turn off the television programs that make fun of honoring parents. And if you are a young person, be a witness in your school or where you work or where you play by telling others of the love that you have for your parents. Some of you may find this difficult to do, and perhaps your recent relationship with your parents has not been all that good. Your Heavenly Father knows this. Speak with your Heavenly Father first in prayer. Ask Him to help you to communicate with your parents, especially your father. Then God will not only enable you to approach your parents and speak with them, He will also prepare their hearts before you begin to speak. Now, it is extremely important that children today obey and honor their parents. God expects you parents also to show special love toward your children. The love of God shining through you will draw your children toward you. Actions speak louder than words, and you parents conduct yourself in such a way that your loved ones will be drawn unto you. You see, the Bible says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord." The greatest thing, of course, that you fathers can do for your children is to get them to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one who helps all of us, young and old, when we have no one else to turn to. And this is also the Jesus that your children need to know. And when you fail as a father or mother, Jesus will always step in. He will heal your failures, and He will restore the relationship with your children if they know the Lord Jesus Christ. Then also, when your children are in trouble, they will always have a friend to turn to. Jesus is that one person who never considers any concern too small or unimportant. Yes, Jesus is the one person who is never too busy to listen. He is the one of whom the hymn writer wrote, "This I believe, yea rather, of this I make my boast, that God is my dear Father, the friend who loves me most, and that, whate'er betide me, my Savior is at hand, through stormy seas to guide me and bring me safe to land." Oh, you fathers, today is your day. God has given you a very special blessing when He gave you your family. So then, be a God-pleasing father by extending the love of your Heavenly Father unto your wife and unto your children. And whatever mistakes you may have made in the past in raising your children, your Heavenly Father has forgiven you in Jesus Christ. Now then, show this same forgiveness to your loved ones. And now you children also, no matter how old you are, make this a very special day for your father. You know, it's nice to give money and gifts and things, but the greatest things you can give your father are honor and respect and love. Tell your father and tell your mother that you love them. And even if you have never done this before, and even if it feels very strange, say it anyway. This will be the greatest gift that your parents could ever receive. Now, you may be middle-aged or even a little bit older. Your father and possibly both of your parents may still be living. Yet, no matter how old you might be, your father will always be your father. So honor him, visit him, love him, tell him you love him. You see, the tragedy of this special day is the great number of fathers who will be spending their time alone, abandoned by friends and forgotten by family members. In recent years, health experts and rest home administrators and nurses have made increasing appeals for children not to forget their parents in rest homes, but rather to visit them and to love them. If this has happened in your family, begin today to make a change. A phone call to your father today would be very nice, but a visit would mean so much more. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for all fathers today. Let children, no matter how young or old, rise up and honor their fathers. Break down all family barriers with the forgiveness of your Son, Jesus. Lord, this is our prayer on this special day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.